Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message. As I write this blog today, many people find it difficult to believe that former NBA superstar Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, another 13-year-old, and six others, including three members of one family and two of another, all perished after a helicopter they were in crashed on a hillside in California yesterday. Kobe was 41 years old. We hear of people dying in accidents all the time. What is different about this one is that for many, this wasn't supposed to happen to Kobe. They see much of themselves in Kobe. Kobe had all things many people seek in life and was at a point in his life where he was supposed to enjoy what he had achieved. This accident exposes how fame, fortune, goodwill, or anything else can't protect or shield anyone from the sudden and importune call of death. And now, just a few fine points from yesterday's message, Born Believers. People are born believers. Our beliefs inform us about our world. We make decisions based on what we believe. Belief in God is at the core of salvation in Christ. Those who believe they were created and that their Creator has power to set the conditions for their existence have the right or privilege to become the children of God. God's children were born by the will of God because of what they would believe. Their birth is not by accident, by nature, or by any will of man or flesh, but their birth is the result of the will of God. God made the decision to allow those who would receive Him to come forth, despite that those who would not receive Him would come forth alongside them. God deemed it acceptable to allow evil to exist in order for His children to exist. God didn't will evil and the birth of those who would reject Him as their Creator, but both are a result of His will for the birth of His children. Every person has the power to become a child of God because God gave all people the power to choose what they believe and how they act upon those beliefs. An aspect of belief is called faith, and it is by grace through faith that we are saved. Look for our Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page and mobile app. You can also enjoy the daily Sunday school Bible readings anytime and anywhere at our website. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.